Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Welcome to another great show. Number to call is 516-531-9315. Guys, we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to complain about. We got a lot of solutions that need to happen on today's show. I definitely want you to tune in because there's some things that we need to talk about as a people. There's some things we need to talk about as men. There are things we need to talk about as women. And we need to get some answers because I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on, but it's not the right things in our community. We have to definitely make sure that what we are doing is going to make a difference in our young people. We have to definitely make sure that we learn how to communicate with one another better than we're communicating, because we're not communicating with each other the way we should. And that has to change. Numbers 516-531-9315. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the Honey Hunters game that's coming up, the season opener that's coming up this month, the end of this month. And we're going to talk a little bit about Love Jones. We're going to talk a little bit about everything that's going on in Gastonia that's positive. And that's the key word, positive. I want you guys to understand that we need some positive vibes going on in Gastonia. Number to call is 516-531-9315. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong.
The truth is I have nothing if I do have you. Now too many nights have passed me by, and too many mornings fill my eyes, still wet with the tears that I cry for you. Oh, come back, baby, yeah, yeah.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Come back
to me.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Guys, welcome back to the show. I really want you guys to definitely pay attention to what we get ready to talk about. Number to call is 516-531-9315. That number again is 516-531-9315. Got a little bit that we need to talk about. Now, it's been a very interesting weekend for me. I've dealt with a lot of buffoonery. I've dealt with a lot of ignorance. I've dealt with a lot of stupidity. I've dealt with a lot of just downright dumbness from someone. And I'm really at the point where I'm trying to keep my cool, but it's about to run dry because this person is constantly being an ignoramic jackass. And I'm sometimes you get tired of dealing with people. Sometimes you get tired of dealing with people. Sometimes you get tired of trying to be kosher and humble with people. And they continue to do some of the things that you know, that they know will get you riled up. And some people do things just to keep you, to get a rise out of you. What's happening, NBA? But we're going to talk about that in a little bit. We're going to talk about that. What I want to talk about first is I want you guys to understand that we are going to have the Independent Artist Festival. I will have a date, a bona fide date for you guys in next week's show. Sometime next week, we will have a bona fide date for this year's Independent Artist Festival. It is going to be huge. It is going to be a great event. With Shop, I want you guys to keep your eyes on Shop Talk because Shop Talk is getting ready to, we're getting ready to do a special Shop Talk edition. And I'm going to have a host for that Shop Talk episode, which is really going to be dope. And I'm not going to tell you who that person is until maybe the end of this week, we'll talk about who that person is going to come, who that person is that's going to come and be the guest host of Shop Talk, and who the guest will be. So that's going to be very dope, and I hope that you guys understand my dopeness and how I am trying to get across to the community and the wide spectrum of what Shop Talk is all about. Shop Talk is not one of these quick fix shows where you are going to be talking to everybody in the drama about a little bit of nothing. I don't want that. That's not what Shop Talk's intended to be. Shop Talk's not intended to be for clout. I do nothing for clout. Absolutely nothing. I do everything for you, the people. I do everything for my indie artists. I do everything for my young people. I don't do anything for clout. You know what? It doesn't matter if one person watch any of my shows or listens to any of my shows. I don't do it for that. I do it because I know that there is a platform that needs to be given, a platform that is non-judgmental, a platform that relate to each other, a platform where people can be themselves. And that's what we brought you last week from Shop Talk when we went to Ram's Kitchen. If you guys have not checked out that show, you definitely need to check out that show, because some of the things they saying that they are doing, and they're showing, they're not even saying it, they're doing it. The things that they are doing is just groundbreaking. And if you have not listened to or watched that show, that Shop Talk episode, then I'm telling you, you are really, really taking yourself away from a great treat, because that is a great show. Had great people, had great ideas, had great things that's going on in the Gastonia area. Gastonia is growing, y'all. Gastonia is growing. I don't know why so many people counted Gastonia out. Gastonia has got to grow. It's going to get even better. It's going to get even better with what's going on in Gastonia with the Fuse District. The Honey Hunters have come to town, and they're going to have their new inaugural season come at the end of this month. And we're going to be live. We're going to broadcast live from the game. It's 26th, 27th, one of those dates. I can't remember right now. I think it's the 27th, 26th. They're going to be live. We're going to be live at the Honey Hunters game in Gastonia, North Carolina, at the Fuse District, the all brand new Fuse. If you haven't gotten a chance to go down there and check it out, because it is really something to behold. And by any means, guys, please support it. I need for you guys to support what's going on in this area. So many times we have no one supporting what's going on in this area. And then when it leaves, we all sitting around talking about, man, they never did give us a chance. Well, they're giving you a chance. Support it. Go support what's going on in Gastonia. Support your local businesses. Support the events that's going on. The Little Theater of Gastonia, support it. Love Jones, support it. Support it, guys. Live in the Day with Jay, support it. Shop Talk, support it. These are shows originating and things originating right here in Gastonia where you live. And if you don't want to support it, then that's a problem. That's a problem. If you don't want something good for your community, that is a problem. Now, I said at the beginning of the show, we was going to talk a little bit about some things that's going on with the show. And one of the things that I really want to talk about is lurking. I can't stand a lurker, y'all. And I know what y'all know what I mean. You have those lurkers that love to come and pop in on you and see what's going on with you and have something to talk about, or have something that they think they want to talk about, or have something they want to emulate. And that's annoying to me. Lurkers are annoying to me because they always taking back information, and they never want to give any information or any solutions that needs to happen in your community. So I can't really get with lurkers, but what I can get with is people who are trying to do something for their community, people who are trying to do something for our young people. Y'all, we can't give up on our young people. We can't give up on our young people, because we have not done our job. We have not done our job that we need to have done by now, that would have giving them a better outlook on what their future might look like. You know, there's so much I want to say about that, because we got so many people, black owned businesses, white owned businesses, you know, Asians, Spanish-speaking population, their businesses, and we're not doing what we should be doing. I know people like, well, you know, we got this big race problem and this, that. We have a race problem because you keep fueling it. I know you can't change people's mindset. You can't change how people grew up. You can't change how people feel about you. But on the same token, what you can change is how it affects you now, how you respond to it, how you let your children respond to it, and how you treat, how you train them to go to the next level. Y'all, we got a lot of issues going on. We got a lot of issues going on with everyone right now trying to get along, trying to coexist. And I don't know why we are trying to get along and why we're trying to coexist. We should have been past that. We should be on a daily basis calling each other brother and sisters, no matter what race you are, no matter what religion you have, no matter what sex you are, whatever the case may be. And speaking of sex, we ain't getting ready to talk about sex, so I don't want y'all to think that. But speaking of sex, everything that goes on in life is not based upon whether you're a male or female. How can I say, and I know I just confused a lot of you with saying that, but I know someone, and every situation they talk about is because you're a male or because you're a female, this, that, and the other that happens. It doesn't work like that, y'all. It doesn't work like that. We got to get past that. But then on the same token, I look at the source it comes from when it's coming to me, and I don't expect any better. We're not gonna get into what I'm talking about, who I'm talking about, but I don't expect any better, because some people are just not going to do what they need to do the right way, if that makes sense. We're going to talk a little bit about beasts when we come back, y'all, because I know y'all are itching to know what I'm talking about. 516-531-9315. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you, cause it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic, with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk, flow mal again. You want to ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like to cruise. Turn up the sound, Zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get them and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load, dropping off,
this
is the funk I'm
gonna bring. Yeah. Now I done been up and I been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass courage to balling out of control. Skeeting with no rubber and numerous cootie holes. To robbed at 22 put in the hospital. 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check, Enterprise.
All right,
all right, behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me, get out the way. Got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything.
God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring. Huh.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do a thing. And I ain't worried about the next man. I'm in my own lane. My mama told me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off because it's the folks I'm gonna bring.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the Big Homie Ambush, a.k.a. The Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number calls 516-531-9315. That number again is 516-531-9315. All right, guys, let's talk a little bit about relationships, beefs, community success, all those things. I'm going to start off first with talking a little bit about beefs. And I don't know if it's really a beef, but I know there's some people getting on my nerves right now. And I have gotten, like, totally tired of dealing with uneducated thinkers. I ain't even going to say uneducated. I'm not going to say that. Non-logical thinking. I'll say that. I'm about tired of dealing with these type people. And I'm about tired of going back and forth with people who claim to have had your back. Let me tell you guys a little story. So, you know, I have been doing this show since 2009. And I know that there are other variants in everything of shows. There's like a million podcasts out there. But I do know that this show has a little something, a little special that a lot of other shows don't have. And I know that this show has a lot of listening audience that has followed this show from day one. I have one lady, Miss Sandy, who listens to this show religiously, and she's listened to this show since 2009, since I first started this show. And the reason I say that she listens to it religiously is because I had the opportunity to meet her. About 4 years into doing this show, I was at a speaking engagement, and I spoke, and I had a lot of people come up to me after, you know, I got through speaking at the engagement. And a lot of people were, you know, talking about how they enjoyed the speech and this, that, and the other. And I had this little, small white lady standing back in the back. And she made her way through some of the other people. And she come up to me and she says, "I really appreciate everything that you say on your show and everything that you say here." And so I looked at her and I said, "So you listening to my show?" She says, "Yes." She says, I'm Miss Sandy, and I recognize it because she's always in the chat, and she's always calling in, and this, that, and other. And, I mean, she lived in another state, guys, and she was all the way in Gastonia just to hear me speak at an event that I had announced I was going to speak at on the show. And she told me, she says, "You know, if I'm having some sort of a time," she says, "I always get what I need when I listen to your show." And I can't tell you how that began to make me feel, because I was looking in the beginning for all the big numbers. I was like, okay, I need to have this many thousand listen to me, that many thousand listen to me. And I did have a lot of people listening. But you know what? You're really not listening unless you're listening, if that makes sense. She let me know that she really listens to the show. She let me know that what I say on the show, something has, she's gravitated towards something I said on the show. And it has, one, either made her day, or two, helped her out of a mental or physical situation that she didn't see no other way out of. And I can't begin to tell you how that made me feel. It made me feel justified that I have started this show. Okay, and in saying that, before we went to the break, I was saying that I do this show not for clout. And I don't. I don't do this show for clout. I don't do this show to get a pat on the back. I don't do this show to be in the paper. I don't do this show to be on TV. I don't do any of that when it comes to this show. I do this show because I know you guys need a platform. And sometimes you don't have that platform, and I'm willing to give you that platform to get your message out, to get your product out, to get your word out, to get your music out, whatever the case may be, to get you noticed. So for the ones that are out there talking, and I know who you are because it's come back to me. It always comes back to me, guys. I don't know why. But I do know the ones that's bringing it back to me are probably saying something also. But it comes back to me for the ones who pat me on the back and say that they got my back, that they down with this, they down with that, because of you is this, that, and the other. It comes back to me that you're talking. And like I've said before, we don't have to do any of that. That's not what I'm about. So if you're looking to start a little beef with me, to get your name up, to get your name out, to get whatever you're trying to do, your project out, then you're probably looking at the wrong one. Because one, you're going to end up getting embarrassed. Two, I don't know if you can understand the vocabulary that I would use when we do talk. So I'm not even going to waste my time on that. I'm not going to waste my time on that. And that will be the last time that we talk about this, because I'm getting tired of hearing things, guys. I'm getting tired of lurkers. And we got so many lurkers that come and listens to the show, watches it on the stream. That's one of the reasons I don't do the stream a lot, because I get tired of lurkers. If you want to talk, if you got something you need to say, call in on the show. I'll put you on the air. We'll talk. We'll fuss. Whatever the case you want, we'll argue. Whatever you want it to be, that's what it'll be. But I get tired of lurkers. I get tired of lurkers. All right, now, that's enough of that, because I don't want to talk about that no more. Make sure that you guys keep up to date with what's going on with the Independent Artist Festival. I am putting it together, and it is almost together. I am almost at the point where I'm going to be able to talk to you and tell you this is when it's going to happen, this is who's going to be there, and it's going to be a great thing. But in the meantime, if you're an independent artist, and you want to perform at this year's Artist Festival, you need to inbox me. You can inbox me on James J Radio, or you can go to the website at Live in the Day with J Radio, and you can leave a message there. The website is up and running, and it's going to be up and running as of tomorrow. Let me take that back. It's going to be up and running as of tomorrow. So you can go to that website, and you can leave a message, email at jradioshow1@gmail.com, and let me know if you are wanting to be a artist in the Independent Artist Festival this year. Is going to be great. I'm not going to take a lot of artists, because I have so many special surprises for this year's Independent Artist Festival. We're not going to be there all night. So I'm going to take a limited amount of artists, and there's going to be a limited amount of time that you'll be able to perform, but it will be quality time, and it will be a very dope experience, I promise you. Every artist festival thus far has been a very dope experience. And I think you don't want to miss out on that. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking to a very interesting group of people. I will let you know who that is on Friday's show, because there is a very well-known group of people that we're going to be talking to. Person that we're going to be talking to, and I want you guys to be all in for that interview, because it's going to be a very good interview. Number to call is 516-531-9315. I talked about beefs, talked about lurkers. We're going to talk a little bit about relationships in a little bit. when we come back, because I know you guys, I know you guys want to know what I mean when I say that relationships are exactly what you make them. Relationships are exactly what you want them to be, need for them to be, if you put the work in. If you put the work in. You know what? I don't even know if I want to go to a break right now. I kind of want to just get into this and talk a little bit, because we have some issues with relationships. And let me pick on the men a little bit. All right. So we got single men out there that are looking for that right woman, that right companion, that right whatever. We have them there out there. These are the men that are sitting up in the clubs, popping bottles, pants sagging, vocabulary at an all-time low. I'm not judging. I'm just telling you facts of what I've seen. But you want the most beautiful, elegant, classy, educated woman that you can find. It don't work like that, guys. First of all, you got to know how to treat a woman. First of all, you got to know that women are not into that right now. There was a point in time where they were into it. They're not into that right now. Women want something more. They want something a whole lot more than what's being offered to them right now. And women, don't think I'm going to let you get off the hook, because there's some serious things that really needs to be discussed when it comes to some of these women out here who are wanting to find that special mate. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Number to call is 516-531-9315. You guys are definitely, I mean definitely, live in the day. Jay.
Baby, wanna raise a family with Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Number calls 516-531-9315. Guys, real quick, I want to thank all the listeners that continue to listen to the show, all the people across the nation that is that listens to the show. I give a big shout out to Tallahassee, Florida, to Little Rock, Arkansas. Houston, give you guys a shout out. Bakersville, California, give you guys a shout out. South Philly, Chicago, New York. Colorado, Seattle, Tacoma, that is. I appreciate you guys supporting the show. All my peeps here in North Carolina are supporting the show because that's what it's all about. We got to support one another. We got to make sure that the show does what it does, what it's supposed to do, and that is to bring unity and to unify and uplift the consciousness of those that want to be aware of what's going on around them. I ain't gonna say woke because I can't stand that saying, but anyhow, it's another form of woke. It's have always been woke, but whatever. Anyhow, but before we left just a minute ago, we were talking about relationships, and we were talking about the males and all the wrong things that we do sometimes, and we think we're gonna get that diamond in the rough when we setting up that looking rough and acting rough. You know, we talking about we going to get this perfect 10 when we acting like a 3. It don't work like that, guys. And we got to understand that we have a bigger obligation in teaching our young men how to treat women, teaching our young men how to properly treat women, how to act around women, how to act around compromising situations when it involves women. We got to teach them that. They need some women and relationship etiquette. And we as males, we need to teach our young males how to act around women, girls, whatever. We need to teach them how to act in the right way. Now, our females. I know this one female. And all you see is on social media, popping bottles in this club and that club, using foul language, just being everything that a woman is not in my eyes, that a woman is not in the Oxford Dictionary, that a woman is not that a man who wants to make a future with a queen or bride or whatever the case you want to call it. Is not. And it's interesting to me, especially when, let's say, for instance, they have a daughter and you're out here doing your thing every day out in the clubs and using your foul language, being so unladylike. What do you think your daughter, who watches every move you make, who emulates everything you do, or just sits and says, I want to be like mommy, what do you think she is going to do when she gets of age? Might be before of age. You never know. She's going to do everything that mommy's doing. She's going to pop bottles. She's going to dress provocatively. She's going to say, and her vocabulary is going to be very nasty and vulgar. And it's going to look everything but ladylike. Everything but ladylike. You got to understand that our children watch us. Our children emulate us. Our children imitate us. Our children want to be just like us. Especially if you are doing what you're supposed to with your children, if you're talking to them, if you're sitting down teaching them lessons in life. Lessons, not chores. And I know they know who that's for. But we're not going to get in that because, see, I'm going to get angry again and I'm going to probably come out of myself and be talking crazy on here. And I don't want y'all to see me talking all crazy or hear me talking all crazy on here. Because I don't need to. But anyhow, there's a bigger obligation. And then you sitting up with no man yourself, you sitting up with no man yourself, and you wonder why you don't have a man, because don't a man want that? Don't nobody want that. Don't nobody want no loudmouth woman that's sitting up, showing their face, showing their body. Vocabulary is nasty, messy. Don't no man want that. They don't want that. That's too much work. A man wants someone that can bring home the mama. You can't bring home the mama. Mama tell you to take that back where you got it from. A female wants something they can bring home to daddy. Daddy don't want that. You gonna mess around and get something told good to you that she bring you home and you acting like that. So it all boils down to us knowing who and how and why we want to be with certain people. This ain't no game, y'all. When you give yourself to someone, that is supposed to be what you do. But you got to understand what you want. You got to have standards. And standards mean that you never lower them. You don't lower your standards. You make sure that your standards are met. If they can meet your standards, then they can have you or they can be with you. I'm not going to say have you, but they can be with you. But if you don't care about standards and you still want to go around here acting vulgar and being ridiculously stupid every day, then that's what you're going to get. Somebody stupid with you. So it'll be two stupid people, and then two stupid people have a kid, and there's a stupid kid running around here. But that's how it goes. We need to do better. We need to teach our young people better. Sometimes I feel like the young people can teach us. Sometimes I have run into some young people who got their stuff together. It's the older people that don't got their mess together, which is a crying shame. Still running around here. I'm going to stop. Before y'all start figuring out or trying to figure out I'm talking about somebody. But those are the things we need to really concentrate on. We need to concentrate on those things. Look, I appreciate you guys for checking out the show. I appreciate you guys for tuning in to yet another great show. We're going to continue. This summer I got some really dope stuff lined up for the show and Shop Talk. Guys, please continue to support both because it is very important that we let each other know that we got each other's backs. Because so many times we've had good ideas and good things going on, especially in our communities, and they didn't get the support they needed. And that's why I urge you, go out, support the Honey Hunters. Support this effort. Support this movement. Support Live in the Day with Jay. Support Shop Talk. Support Little Theater Gastonia. Support everything that's going on around here. Support it. If somebody's having an event, support it. I mean, I'm not saying you have to go all out, but support it. Let them know, yeah, I'm down with what you're trying to do, especially if it's something positive. And there's a lot of positive things going on. Look, I thank you guys for supporting the show. You guys, I do this show for you, and you know that I do this for you, and I'm going to continue to do it for you, and we're going to excel together. When I grow, you grow. So So I want you to understand that, okay? So I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God that gives me each and every day. And as I tell you guys, you have definitely been live in the day with Jay. I will see you guys tomorrow on tomorrow's show. And we will talk about something else. We'll probably know more about something we're going to talk about today. Peace. See you guys. All right, Facebook.